pastors from different churches and all of that. Thank you so much for coming and supporting you. All your labors in the land. And I pray that the Lord will reward you by the name of Jesus Christ. And for everybody in this meeting, I want to specially celebrate you for your hunger, for your desire. And this group are waiting. It means God is indeed stirring the hearts of them. Yes. God is really stirring the hearts of them. And I believe that tonight our heart is in heart. I will say something in the grace of God. When Pastor Nala begins this, I wonder what you want to add. So I will say something. And of course, my brother, who has raised this platform for Jesus, celebrate Pastor. The last time I came here, it was Pastor Cosmos. Now it's Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Briefly for some minutes, and when I'm done sharing, I will now cast the bodies on you so you will run with it for a season. We are in a very strategic season in the book of God. So much has begun already in the spirit, and it's important we discern it and align with it. Let's go ahead and talk to the Father. Tell him to open your heart to receive. Tell him to open your heart to receive. So Rima flow, Rima flow. Let it flow, Rima flow. Your church comes again.
us briefly about the day of the Lord. I pray and hope that someone will understand not just the emphasis of the Spirit for now, but also the urgency of the Spirit. There are many who are completely oblivious to the emphasis of the Spirit and the seasons of the Spirit. For such people, as far as the agenda of God is concerned, they are dead. They cannot tell when the movement of God begins from the heavens. So for them, it's business as usual. So God passes through a generation and they are not aware. Such, the Bible said, they are dead even while they walk the face of the earth. And so from the realms of the divine, life is not breath. Because even after we shed off this mortal body, we don't die. We translate to another reality. Breath and animal life is the lowest realm of existence. So the goat is not aware if there is a revival or not. So long as he wakes up in the morning, has something to eat, attends to its pleasure, it's a great day. And the goat will continue like that until he leaves. I'm not saying they are goats. But I'm saying that's a realm of life where all that concerns a man is his comfort. He lives for his pleasure. He said, for such a man is there even while he walks. These kinds of people are not aware whether there is a God or whether he has a mandate. For them, it's just to be comfortable. So at one point in life, they are bothered about what to eat. And then they think they grow when they are now concerned about what they wear. You know, for a child, so long as there is food on the table, it's a happy day. Then when he begins to grow, he now gets careful. He has to take his bath 3 times a day, dress well. When he becomes elitist, he does the right color combination. And then the point comes where he becomes serious with his academics. He becomes serious with his business. And then after a while, he can make a living for himself. So he can buy a car, get a good house, eat. And then for him, life is beautiful. That's the animal realm. The realm of survival. Not aware of what God is doing. Not aware or concerned about whether God exists. Unfortunately, many believers live in that realm. And then there is another realm where people know God exists. They know God has an agenda. But they don't care. When you tell them there is a move of God, they say that's good. When they see God doing mighty works, the best they can do is to come and receive and go away. So the guy comes blind, deaf, becomes confused. The moment he receives direction, he takes that direction and runs away. So for him, God is like an ATM machine where he may trust money to attend to his needs. Many believers are there. For such, they may know that God exists, but as far as God is concerned, they are in darkness. And then there is a problem of those who are not just aware of what God is doing, but who God is and what God is doing is what defines their existence. This category of people, they will go to school like the rest. They will have businesses like the rest. They will have houses, businesses, cars like the rest. But it's not what they have that determines the direction of their lives. It's what God is doing in their lives part time that determines their lives. And if what God what they have.
They are willing to give up what they have to facilitate what God is doing.
These ones are not just alive, but they are keeping pace with God. That's where to live in this life.
Some are living in the realms of the dead. They are not part of the agenda of God.
Others are in the realm of the living, but they have no stake in what God is doing. But very few are not just alive, but they hold a stake in what God is doing. These are the kinds of people I want to speak to this evening. And if you are one of them, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is happening? What is this? You know, this can be the conventional church does not have space for this kind of operation. Because there is a program that they must do in 1 month. So the need of God, they can't accommodate it. That's why when God comes, sometimes he goes to the wilderness. Where strange creatures live. Because that man can wake up in the morning and cry from morning to night. Meanwhile, you think he's crying. But those are sounds and vibrations from the earth to the heavens. And then that is an alignment. It is the gate of that alignment that God will enter. So it took a prophet to prophesy about that man 800 years before his coming. The prophet didn't talk about the church. He spoke about a voice crying in the wilderness. Because the day that voice rises, the stature of that voice is superior to the whole church put together. Because ranking the spirit is not number. It's the realm where you do business. So the voice of one man was ranking, more ranking than the collective voice of the whole church of his age. When you see him calling the madman, he was not even well dressed. But that's when the day of God begins from. It's the day of souls. I want to talk about Jesus. I'm looking for options because I don't know what I can say. When I look at your faces, I want to, whether you are used to the conventional one or your heart is open to hear what I have to share. Let's pray the Holy Ghost. I want to.
John chapter 2 from verse 1, it says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountains. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. It's a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and of deep darkness, as the morning spreads upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there have not been ever like them, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. There are four things I want to pick here quickly before I begin. If I begin to flow, I will cast bodies. Bodies will be the last. The idea of bodies is that it's a fuel that will help you gain ascension. So let me share a few things to draw our attention. The emphasis of this scripture is the day of the Lord. But there are a few things surrounding this emphasis that you have to pay attention to if you want to be a part of this, of the day of the Lord. The first emphasis is that God himself commands that a trumpet be blown. And the trumpet was not to be blown in the nations. It's in his holy mountains. You would expect that naturally the people in the house of God should be aware. But it took the blasting of a trumpet for the people in the house of God to know. The reason is because too many are at ease in Zion. So if trumpets are not sounded, God will move, his people will not be aware. It is called the day of our God. Yet the people of God were not aware. What is the reason for the disconnect? Naturally, what is expected of the people of God is that by reason of intimacy, they should be able not only to know what God is doing, but to pick things from the heart of God. The Bible said, from verse 20, it said, God said in his heart, I will no longer destroy the earth with the flood. God said in his heart, Noah was on earth. The things God didn't utter, Noah was able to pick it from the heart of God. The people of God are a people that should be in sync with the thoughts of the Father. But these are the same people that it took the blasting of a trumpet for them to be aware. You may say, okay, it's the believers. It's not just the believers. Even the priests that are in the temple are not aware. Priests that are expected to appear before the Holy of Holies. These guys were supposed to function not with the light of the sun. They were supposed to function even beyond the menorah. They were supposed to see by the Shekinah, because the high priest journeys as far as the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies. How come a generation is not aware? Even the priests are not aware. The Levites don't have a portion of land in Israel. They live around the tabernacle. So you would expect that the preoccupation of the Levites and the priests is to study the movements of God day and night. But unfortunately, the people were not aware. The Bible said they were in the holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in my holy mountain. The word holy is the word separate. By the divination, it means the people of God are not a people of God by nomenclature. They are a people of God by separation. They are detached from the world system. And they are not just separated from the world.
they are separated unto God. Because for you to be God holy, it means you are in the class of God. Because the word holy is not a definition. The word holy is an expression of the being called God. So when it crosses the people of God, it's actually because they are separated unto God. How come a people who bears the name separate are not aware of what the Father is doing? Because they are muted into religion. They come to the sanctuary, they carry out the ordinances and the sacrifices, but all they are doing is religious activity. There's no intercourse with the Father. It's possible for people to be praying. It's possible for people to be singing, dancing. There is no intimacy. It has become religious rituals that we do. So when we come to church, we know that we start with opening prayer. When we finish opening prayer, there is the praise and worship. Then there is choir administration. Then there is the word of God for 25 minutes. The word of God that is already as a justly calculated to enter into 25 minutes. It doesn't matter if the Holy Ghost is moving. The word must begin and end in 25 minutes. If the Holy Ghost wants to move, let it go and move later. But for now, church service is 25 minutes. So they don't care whether the Holy Ghost wants to prophesy. They don't care whether the Holy Ghost wants to declare a season. They don't care whether the Holy Ghost wants to walk on people. Even if the Holy Ghost falls on people and they are on the floor and God is still walking on them, they will say, stand up, go back, go back. Now we need to take off. Go back, go. People are on the floor, drenched. The Spirit. God is walking on their inside, removing ribs to form their help in the journey of destiny. God is trying to re-engineer them. Their molecular structure is being exposed to the presence of God so that the corruption that was transported into their being from childhood can be re-engineered. But you say, stand up, we need to take off them. Can I tell you? When we come from meetings like this, our goal is not to preach a sound message. A sound message cannot change your character. At best, what we can achieve in 3 days is to unseat the prince that ruled this realm. That's the best we can achieve. If you think it's about a message, it's a joke. Can I shock you? From when you were 1 year old, some of you from when you were in the womb, you were already being exposed to frequencies and vibrations from the spirit of this world. That's why today you see children of 1 year, they have not started talking, they can operate Android phones. We were sharing bodies in the room a while ago. A friend went to talk. They don't speak English, but the moment they saw him as a black man, they were using the F word. They don't need to learn anything in English, but they know that one. Every day, as you walk through this campus, the songs you hear, they are instruments of spiritual invocations. Because spirits travel vibration. And some of us have been exposed to these sounds and these frequencies from when we were 2 years old. You have heard the two me from 2 years. So even before you knew between good and evil, the elements and the notions of sin were already at work on your inside. So at the age of 5, you are mourning the lost. Nobody's in primary school. He's lost in after his aunt. Where did he learn it from? It was communicated through intangible utterances, frequencies. The race from the prince of this world have been tapping so much so that even his molecular structure has been altered. So he cannot want it even continually. The things he sees from the internet, from even family, have changed him and made an iniquitous creature out of him. And then the 15, 20 minutes, 1 hour that the Holy Ghost was able to get his attention for the first time. And in the presence of God, beginning to work on him, to change him, and to restructure him. You come and tap him after 3 minutes because you need to take off him. That's why the people in the holy mountain cannot pick the things of the spirit, because they have moved from spiritual to religious. Most people, no matter how strong the message is, they can't hear it. The reason is because they have been engineered. The guy who says he's weak, if he hears one secular music, he comes alive and is immediately. But he can be sleeping, 10 people will speak in tongues. He can't shake him. Because the body has been dead in sin. He was built to be able to receive the sickness of God. But by reason of exposure to sin and iniquity, the rays of evil, darkness, have been engineered him. So if we take intensities in God's presence for that genetic mutation that took place to be restored, if we don't take a message, if we take the weight of God's glory to fall upon that man, and then God shows mercy, the weight of glory falls. God is dealing with him. That man is weeping in God's presence for the first time. And then you say, I want to take off because we have been systematized. We are a people of program, not a people of the spirit. This is why the inhabitants of God in the holy mountains can no longer beat the vibrations of God. But the patriarchs of old that pioneered the ways of the spirit knew that God doesn't have to speak for them to hear. Because some of them will pick it from the heart of the Father. I mean, why God have to speak? He said, once have the Lord spoken, twice have I heard. My molecular structure, my sensitivity, my ear in the spirit is equal to the frequency of Abba. Unless God doesn't whisper, the moment God moves, we can pick it. We can pick it. The Bible says, when they brought Jesus to the temple to be dedicated, they said, Simeon moved by the spirit. Nobody told him a child was born. Nobody told him a dedication service was going on. But the moment they brought Jesus, the guy probably was somewhere, was inside. He didn't know why. The Spirit moved him. And the Bible said he came into the temple by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. So even when the attention is not there, they could move. Because they are tuned to the Spirit of God. Now when he came, he took the child up immediately and he began to prophesy. Now my eyes have seen the salvation of God. How did he know? How did he know? How did he know? Because it's one with the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, Mary traveled to the country of Israel. The moment Elizabeth saw her, he said, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And instantly the woman said, why has the what honor that the daughter of my Lord will come to visit me? Whose Lord are you talking about? The prophecy about Jesus was given by Isaiah 800 years. And Mary was hidden. An angel appeared to Mary. The moment the child was conceived, and that woman who was many miles away, picked what was going on with her. And the moment she looked upon Mary, she knew Mary is no longer my little niece. I knew her as my little niece for 20 years. I knew her as my little niece for 25 years. But when the angel Gabriel told her, the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. That thing that shall be done in thy womb shall be called the song of the light. That echo entered the spirit realm. And everybody who's actually knows that the birth for the song of the light is beginning to incubate. So all of them were checking. Where? The body of the Lord healed. Where is it kept? Where is this incubation taking place? I know there is a spiritual technology that is beginning to take place on the face of the earth because the Holy Ghost that was in heaven has left the throne room. We know when he left the throne room and we know that right now there is an incubation going on. So they were all checking the spirit to find out where that later was coming from. And the moment they stepped in, they said, what do I do? That is water of my Lord. Who told her? Because it's not just on the Holy Ghost. They were picking frequencies and vibrations that came from the heart of the Father. Even before the angel divided, they knew. In the corner of your heart, how I am standing on the mountain of Jerusalem to hear you.
Suddenly, you now begin to hear theories. Be careful.
Heaven helps those who help themselves. Be wise. No. That's not the time to take caution. That's the time to take your ground. Because that's when the army is formed. When the carnal mind is trying to take the shields of the flesh to preserve itself, that's when the army of God begins to call upon the name of Yahweh. Because they know that the name of their God is their security. Many assume at this time that teachings will fall out of hand. You know, after I married, 4 days later, I took my wife to Maiduguri, and people were calling me, say, where your man of God? Oh boy, now, ah, you are a true man of God. I said, what do you mean? They said, who goes to Maiduguri now? I said, I didn't know who man is in Maiduguri. So it's now a big deal to go and preach in Maiduguri. Because the idea of what we know now is self-preservation. So somebody calls himself a servant of God, yet he's living better than a CEO. So it's now a title, it's not a reality. Somebody says he's a servant of God, but everything he knows is comfort and pleasure. He cannot pay the price of pain and suffering for the kingdom. Somebody calls himself the lead servant of God over a commission, but all he do is to keep others to mind. So it's now a big deal that somebody goes to preach the gospel, the same gospel that came to us by the blood of men. The scriptures we have today really came to us by the blood of men. How do we hope to continue that legacy when all we think about is self-preservation, self-exaltation, self-glorification, self-advertisement, the whole economy of what we do is itself. So when you see the guy doing anything, he's trying to create impression so that he will get resources that will help flesh to be glorified. All of our itinerant ministers now minister only in conferences where you find LED televisions, good volumes, good sounds, where we are receiving gifts. Those days, our itinerant ministry is not in city centers. The people in the city don't come. They will take the gospel to the unreached. Traveling ministers are like missionaries. The goal is to, they are pastors and shepherds who are already discipling those who have received the gospel. So what men do is they seek territories where light have not reached. So men plan meetings based on territories that have not seen the light. They don't waste time and resources in territories where the light is already shining. This is how they came to Africa. Christianity was already established in Europe. It was already established, but they were looking for ways. How do we come to? Some people just wave their families goodbye and they begin to say, out of their countries, to find out where there are human beings to share the gospel. When darkness begins to rise, you will now discover the true texture of the church. You cannot discover the stature of the church by messages. You cannot discover the stature of the church by the programs we organize. You can discover the stature of the cross of the church when there is crisis, when there is warfare. That's when you know those who have true conviction. That's when you know those who have crossed from death to life, who are no longer afraid of death. So most times, when the day of the Lord comes, he allows darkness to go first. Because that darkness is what brings the divide between they that love the Lord and they that love the things of God. Because most of us, what we are looking for, they are the things God has to offer. Very few people see God for who he is. It is darkness that will separate us. Hope you know, the church in Jerusalem was so large that they were having conflict concerning the sharing of food until Christ came. When Christ came, the church in Jerusalem became a handful. Because most of the people that were there to be fed. The
not there for money. They came there because that's where you can find free bread. It was crisis that revealed the size of the church. So when darkness comes, God allows it. Because the power that God wants to bequeath on the generation is the power that makes you enter the fullness of the new creation. And the stature of the new creation is of the class and the rank of God. That's why I say you are joint heirs with Christ. You are an heir of God. It's a rank where you can do what Christ does, and you can place demand of what Christ has. It's not something you commit to people whom God is not their secret essence. But it is darkness that will tell among all of us talking in the name of the Lord who is in the business for God or who is in the business for things. You may not know what you are looking for is a stage until crisis comes, and then nobody has a profit anymore. That's when we know those who are truly interested in souls. When there are prophets and there are honorariums, all of us want to travel for ministry. But when there are no prophets and there are no honorariums, that's when you know the true evangelists. The ones who travel for souls, and souls with their reward, not prophets, not pastors. Today, when people want to like a minister, we say we are giving him visibility. Because it's about being known. Meanwhile, his job is supposed to be labor. A labor that will hazard your life. When was the last time you went to preach on the streets and there was no program? I know most of us have preached on many pulpits, but when was the last time you preached where there was no pulpit? The road, the street behind your house, when was the last time you stood there and won a soul? Meanwhile, you came to church because they didn't put you among those who believe prayer. You are angry because they are jealous of you. They don't want you to serve the Lord. Because for 3 months, they've not allowed you to preach. So they know that you are gifted. They know you are anointed. So they are jealous of you. They didn't allow you to preach. No, that's not the right statement. They allowed you to preach. But you are so gifted that you need to talk to the real sinners on the street. You are so anointed that you need to talk to the real sinners. It's not the church where people are falling down. The level of anointing you carry now is the blind man on the street that is it. That's why the pastor forgot about you. A yoke.
What you see is an army
Because the darkness is actually an incubation for the army of God. So when the darkness rolls away, you don't see destruction. When the darkness rolls away, you don't see desolation. When the darkness rolls away, then you see martyrs. If I perish, I perish. They didn't learn that one in the Bible school. They learned it under the heat of persecution. If I perish, I perish. That's not in any Bible school syllabus. That's under the canopy of darkness. When darkness comes, then you hear Paul and Barnabas. These be the men that hazarded their life for the gospel. The kind of music ministers that travel not for money, they come out of the womb of persecution. It's not the ones you have today. Now when you invite them, they say, wait, I'm coming with 7 people. I fly business class. Then they tell my brother, this thing, you don't honor yourself, you don't be honored. Honor is a spirit. It's not manipulation. Those were garbage picked because the book of God had not been pastors. And then they tell you how many exposures. It's not ministrations, exposures they have. So in the conference, they have 3 exposures. If it's 3 exposures, it's 3 million. There is somebody coming to worship God in the conference. So for worshiping God, you pay him 3 million. When you confront them, they tell you they have bills to pay. So you are the one who pays your bills. That means you are only your ever, not the ever of Abba. But if you are hewn from the rock, when you come, it's not about the song, it's about the download of heaven. So when you lift your voice, you open the heaven, you are like a router that makes them access God that they've not been able to access. So people may not have had encounters with Jesus. Many may not have had encounters with angels. Many may not have had depth of conviction. Wait until those in here can come. Wait until Christians come. Out of the ashes of the dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. It wakes the name of the Lord that all is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. He wasn't talking about night and morning. He was talking about the seasons of the move of God. He's a psalmist, but when he sings, he prophesies. And that's why inspirational illustration that characterizes this apostolic move. It was Stephen that downloaded it. Every apostle means that now by inspiration, not because it was available. I'm not using the note. A man journeyed into heaven and he downloaded that dimension, the Davidic order. So you are talking, you are singing, you are flowing. And while you are talking, the glory of God is dwelling in the building. Such men don't travel for the real. And when they sing one song, you can sing it for 6 months. And when you hear one of their songs, you can give $1 million. Because that song, you downgrade it the day you put the price tag.
Thank you.
was the body of Moses. He's the father of priests. And you think that's a sinner?
Just pray your name upon me. Pray. Just pray your name upon me. Pray. They call it your head, Vahe. They call Vah, which is the heart, is the breath of God. I was sharing with Pastor Daniel this evening. They cut him into the Holy of Holies. It doesn't open to the priest. When you are outside the tabernacle, you hear the sound. That's the name Vah. The breath of the Almighty is the name. So when the priest wants to enter the Holy of Holies, he doesn't open the coffin. What happens to him? By the incense that rises from the altar of incense, when his worship is accurate, he becomes one with that worship. And the priest evaporates into the Holy of Holies. That's what they say. It's priesthood because the song was not a lyric that was written. It was a whisper in the angelic realm. So the man is a conduit. It's only in darkness that the secret part in the belly of the Red Sea can be found. Moses didn't find it the day he confronted the Red Sea. They found it the day he walked to and fro on the mountains of Horeb. That's where the secrets of God lie. The star that parted that sea came from Horeb. Blow the trumpet in Zion. You are pursuing things that Man Zuckerberg can give you overnight. And then you say, you are the son of God. No, you are the baby of God. Because what source for you? They are the entrances in the spirit. A son can live a whole life just to find his staff inside. And when he comes down with that staff, he can bring down Egypt. Meanwhile, a baby will be running to and fro in Egypt looking for favor with Pharaoh. The day he comes of age, he discovers his desire to seek favor with Pharaoh is a limitation to his stature. In the realm of God, they will run away from fear, and it doesn't matter if he walks in the wilderness for 40 days. He won't turn back because he's hungry, because he knows that even that hunger is a part of the spirit. It will drive him to the depth of God. Now, when he returns, even fear will go down. The day of the Lord comes. The final chapter of the day of the Lord. Is that the day of the Lord is the day of the emergence of songs. Can I talk to you about sonship?
Yes,
sir. You know, sometimes I wish the fathers that went ahead of us were able to say some things. It would have given us a platform to speak freely. But because they didn't say so many things, it becomes hard to say it. That's why most times when you come for a meeting, you just prophesy or spread the atmosphere for people to experience for themselves. The rise of sons is the emergence of the government of God. Without sons, there can be no government. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government of this world will be upon his shoulder.
So it is a child that uninstalls the government of the world and establishes the government of heaven. It's a son that removes the system of the world and introduces the move of God. When sons are not on ground, men compete over things. But when sons come, they are battles over territories. A son can choose to be despised for a lifetime to open the vote of the spirit over eternity so that people can have ventilation. Paul said the pastor is one of you, but he doesn't have a church. Meanwhile, when you look at Colossus, you assume the guy who has a church of 10,000 is the most ranking man. He said the reason there are churches in Colossus in the first place is because Epaphras is here somewhere praying. When our generation is over, you'll be shocked the people that will be in front. Sons are only interested in government. They are not interested in ministry. They are interested in establishing the government of God. And in order to establish the government of God, there are credentials. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. It's not a message that establishes the government of God. It's a statue of the man talking. Because when it comes to eternity, he will not even speak with the people. He will talk to the princes of those eternities. When Jesus goes as a son, he says, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. And on the strength of what Jesus did by shifting the prince in the constellation, he told babes to go out. And they came back, they were happy that demons were subject to them. The son had done the work. So babes can run around and preach. The least thing in this kingdom is to preach a message. Anybody can stand up here and preach and you'll be blessed. But not everybody can change the spiritual climate of the temple. That's the responsibility of sons. It takes death to win some powers. A bright light has sprung forth.
because in him was life, and the life was the light of men. But the territory have no regard with the fact that it can be light. The territory will only respect when that light illuminates. So to bear the image of the Father is the first credential of a son. If you are born of God, you are the child of God. You carry the fullness of God. But you may die, and the territory will be in darkness. Only those who can bear the image of the Father can change things in the territory. And I assure you, sir, there are many people with titles of apostles, prophets, and evangelists. They travel about preaching, but they can't bear the image. When men who bear the image of God come to a territory, they don't need to preach. Because they came there. Because they came there, the rays of God that come out of their body will change things in that territory. And I can prove it to you from scriptures. They didn't preach. Many people will come for your meeting. They won't preach. You'll be disappointed. Because you are looking for a sound message. But what the text is looking for is not a message. It's a manifestation of the sons of God. When the sons emerge, the text will move. Because there are rays that come out of them. Jesus told us, he said, the first time he sent them, he said to heal the sick. And he gave them oil. If you read it in the book of Mark, when he said he gave them power, he actually gave them anointing oil. But when he finished them, they didn't need oil anymore. He said, touch them, they will recover. Because what the Spirit Himself is, it emits from their body like a radiation. There are many rays you can't see with your eyes, but it can cause damage to yourselves. That's what happens with souls. When they come into a territory, because they came, if they stay there for a while, instantly things will begin to shift because the spirits know. Jesus was walking in the synagogue at the age of 12. He went and spoke to the doctors of the law. He had a message. They asked them questions they couldn't answer. He explained the message to them. He answered the questions he asked. But when Jesus rose as a son, the moment he entered the synagogue, demons began to cry out, "Why have you come to destroy us?" That was so different. This time around, it was not the frequency of the message, it was about the witness that he represented. The moment he entered the synagogue, things began to shift. Jesus preached all day, and when it was night, he said, "Let's cross over to the other side." And the moment Jesus stepped out of the boat, the madman that was bound in the tomb ran and knelt before him and said, "Thou son of David, why have you come before our time? Why have you come before your time to torment us?" Jesus had not spoken, but they could sense it. Something came out of him. There were rays of energy, the power, the image that he carried. The Bible called it the express image, the emission of the glory of the Father. We come to prayer. We want to talk wisdom so that they will cut capsules and put on the internet. And then they are quoting things, talking, because we have blind to the level of philosophers. Philosophers pride themselves in the communication of wisdom and intelligence. But when sons arise, they are the message that they preach. Before he talks about power, the power that he emits will change the course of eternity. Because he is not preaching power, he is God's battle axe.
The spirit that bound him for 13 years left.
Because souls can talk to spirits.
But the law of the image is the law of beholding. Behold, with open face, beholding as in the glass, the image of the Lord. We are metamorphosed. We are not changed. No, it's not a change. It's a transubstantiation. It's a transfiguration. It's a transition from mortal casing to divine casing. Because a son fulfills the requirement of the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. So when you see a son, it's the dimension of God in interaction that you see. But it takes labor to behold him, because it's in the spirit. And most times, before he opens his oracles, you will be tired. That's why I told you yesterday, it takes stamina. Stamina! Stamina! It's not this 35 minute service. No! It takes stamina. In the early church, they were in church for 9 hours. They were preaching. And then he said, Ananias came and lied to the Holy Ghost. Meanwhile, he was talking to Peter. He said, what is he here to lie to the Holy Ghost? Because while Peter is talking, the Holy Ghost is talking. Because that's his song. You can't separate the song from his God. A song is one with his God, because his God has flesh upon him. Ananias fell down and died. And he said, 3 hours later, if it's in our day, we have already had 3 services or 4 services. That's why we don't behold. We hear English, we hear scriptures, we quote them, but we don't see. It took John many times, moments, hours in the Isle of Patmos before the living world opened him. It took time. It took time. He said, I was in the eye called Patmos. I was there on the day of the Lord. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. He was in the spirit. For hours, for days, until after a while, the trumpets began to sound. And when they turned, he didn't turn to see an island. He saw 7 golden lampstands, and suddenly he saw one like the Son of Man walking in between the lampstands. You can know the locusts, but to behold the living one, you will die in the presence. Many have not seen him. Many have not beheld him. That's how we know the doctrine. But we can't change our lives. We can't change the purpose of our habitation. It took Jesus 40 days to be transubstantiated. And when it happened, they came. The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people that sat in darkness. He had not preached a message, but light has come. Are you believing? Moses stayed there. It was Pastor Hassan that told us that the man climbed Sinai. An 80-year-old man, he will be gasping for air. There will be blisters in his leg, but there is a pillar of the presence that stands on the mountain. So I will not be glad until I ascend. He will get there, and then he will wait for 6 days in the presence of God. And then the pillar appears. When that pillar comes, when Moses comes down, he talks to the soil, he talks to the sea, he talks to the air. If I be not a man of God, that's when you believe. But if I be a man of God, let the ground open her mouth and swallow you up. Who talks to the ground? Songs. But he took ascending Sinai to be able to command the ground to open. That's why it's the earnest expectation of creation. It's not waiting for preachers. No. It's not waiting for bishops. No. It's not waiting for apostles. No. It's not waiting for prophets. It's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. why I told you, when a son laughs, it's a weapon. It is the laughter of sons that throw the enemy into confusion. Because if they laugh, it will lead them to perdition. When a son dies, it's time to activate Mahana, where the armies of heaven become one with the armies of the earth. You think it's a dance, but what it's doing is a password to unlock ancient gates and ancient mysteries. It's that step that actually sounds in the spirit that opens the doors that cover ancient mysteries. In darkness, they know it. I was sharing with them in Kogi State. They build a drum, and that drum is built in the blood of seven virgins. When they begin to play that drum, they can keep. They are dancing and playing the drum, but they are using weapons in the spirit. That's the way of songs. We know the secrets that govern creation because we have entered the name of our God. We have entered there. We live from within the name of God. Every Christianity that is earthly is a mediator expression of Christianity. That's what we don't have.
Thank you.
that are willing to pay the price to tithe, the price to accept, the price to be still unto the sin that dwells in the midst of the coals of fire. We are at the songs. We can see the church building. We can see the church members. But where are the songs? I write unto you, young man, because you are strong. The word of the Lord abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. We have the song. Barak, Tekele, and Jesus' daughter, Taleandra Kawati, Akapone, Panatane, Emuraka, Tatawati, Panahaka, Tatawati, Akwata, Akwata,
thank you.
will begin to function in the same place of God. It's an inheritance. Hold on. Every one of them are neighbors. And so I bless them. But such as I am, the ones of the place, Holy Ghost, that fire rest upon them at the top of three. One, two, three.
Thank you.
You are about to be sheep. You have stopped this anointing. You have stopped this grace. Now the anointing is with you. I separate you from tosses. I separate you from limitation. I release honor upon your life. I release speed upon your life. I impart you with the spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus, the living Christ, step into the highest dimension of your power. Thank you, God. Pray the Lord.
By the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just say this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website or rocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.